This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, time for another edition of Good Day Health. This one featuring the mind and the marvel of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who along with his wife Mary have at the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, come up with another podcast. These are regular features of that website, a place where you can go to prepare yourself for your medical needs today and tomorrow, and to get some answers to questions you may have had from your past. ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack offers a symptom survey, which you can take free. Find out what's going on in your body. The things that they have on their podcasts are very indicative of the season, things that are in the medical news. For example, the flu is, you know, getting into fall, wintertime. Some doctors are going to tell you, you got to get your flu shot, otherwise you get the flu. I had two flu shots in my life, and I got the flu right after I got the shots. So I stopped, and I haven't had the flu since.
Yeah, so, very common response. Even the CDC just came out and made an announcement that in the presence of an epidemic of the flu, whether it's in the office, family, or anything else, the flu shot will not help you at all.
No.
They even came out and admitted it.
Well, if you have a strong immune system, I go back to that, and it sounds like sometimes I rely, it sounds like we're beating a dead horse, but we aren't. Immune systems with, as a matter of fact, let me think now, how did this apply to somebody? Oh, I know, my friend that I've talked to you about who's getting the cancer treatment. Here's a guy, wonderful, he's become a very good friend, wonderful guy. He's 65, maybe 66. And admits to having a rather raw younger life, doing things that when he looks back upon them now, he wishes he hadn't done. Well, that was then, and now is now. So how does he deal with this lymphoma that he has, that's a very rare kind of lymphoma? So far, over the course, let's see, it started in the early spring. One treatment, three treatments, didn't work. Next treatment, three more treatments, didn't work. He's now on his third protocol of doing something different. The first one was their aggressive new kind of chemo that was supposed to kill these things and enhance your white blood cells and all that other stuff. And it knocked him down, but didn't get rid of him. And then the second protocol he got on had been used by some people, and people died on it, but that's because the treatment was killing so many cancer cells, the spleen, liver, kidneys couldn't take it. They couldn't eliminate the cells fast enough, so people were dying of whatever kind of poison is caused by having too much of that stuff in your system. So then he goes on to this next deal and is becoming frustrated. I can tell he's becoming frustrated with it, and I
going
to bring you out to see my friend Jackie and his wife Mary. Fix you right up, but he hasn't gotten there yet. So everybody's going to make their mind in their own way. But the reason I tell you the story is because immune systems are the most important part of your functional body. Without it, you'll get sick from any number of things. With it, your body will be hard-pressed to do anything but cast off all the demons, right?
That's, well, we live in a world. No, you're not being simplistic at all. We live in a world of microbes that I think if you could see them, you would try to run for your life, but there's nowhere you can run and get away from them. They're in the oceans, they're in the Arctic, they're in the desert, they're in the rainforest. They are everywhere. In fact, there are more microbes, let's say your pointer finger. There are more microbes living on your pointer finger right now than there are people on this planet. And the gut, everything from the mouth to the bottom, is so loaded with these microbes that that you have, for every one of your cells, you have 10 of these microbes. And we ignore them, as it has been said, at our peril, in the sense that if we foster the growth of the bad ones, you're going to be perpetually sick. If you foster the growth of the good ones, your immune system is strengthened. We live in a community with these microbes. It's not that, you know, that we're there at their mercy.
Yeah.
We are there as a community of living creatures. Excuse me. And as you said, when you have a strong immune system, and that's the part of the problem with chemotherapy. It doesn't just attack cancer cells. Yeah, it attacks all these other cells.
Oh, yeah.
And anytime we have a patient who is on chemo at the direction of their oncologist who comes into us for some nutritional support, we always have to support the liver and the kidney, because the most toxic cells in the human body are cancer cells. They are loaded with poisons and toxins. That's the nature of the cell.
Yeah.
And when chemo begins to attack these cells, those poisons are released into the system. So you have kind of a double-edged sword. You have your own cells being killed by chemo, plus you have this buildup of toxins. So the kidneys and the liver must be supported during chemotherapy.
All right. So the last two, these podcasts on what causes heart attacks and what doesn't cause them, have been probably the best, if I can just go back for a moment, of in terms of download numbers. This is where this is where the rubber hits the road. Heart attack, heart disease, the number one killer. Cancer is number two. So you can bet your bottom dollar that a lot of people are going to pay close attention to these. And by the way, you can get all the old podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are about 125 of them, and they are provocative, thoughtful. So don't deprive yourself of the opportunity. Just go at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You can look around and see some podcasts. They're all titled and they're all explained. So you look at the list of them, and some of them may hit your button and some of them may not. But they're all there, and then you go and you listen, and you'll be greatly, your knowledge about whatever that issue is, be greatly enhanced by the work that Jack and Mary do on the podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And so, as we're talking about this, 14 past the hour, by the way, on Good Day Health, which, by the way, as well, is available as a podcast every week, blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. And if you're on iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts, look for the Good Day Health podcast, and also look for Jack's Forbidden Doctor podcast in the same venue, all right? However you get your podcasts. The whole idea of your immune system, how it works, the white blood cell count that you must have in order to be healthy, the movement of the blood around your body, the reason that we are so fantastically wrapped around the usage of superbeets is because it, through the nitric oxide that is naturally provided by this vegetable, as you get it powdered and you get it in the canister, you take it in a smoothie or glass of water, and within minutes it goes to work to open up the arteries to get that white blood cell, that red blood cell, all of them, to your body. So the red blood cell, Jack, delivers the food, and the white blood cell delivers the protection. And that's really how you think about it. And in equal numbers, so the better the flow of blood, the healthier the blood flow, the more you're going to, if you have a healthy immune system, protect all of your body. It's pretty much that simple, isn't it?
Well, it is. And an analogy that I often use with some patients trying to explain the immune system, you remember the old movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yes.
Especially the Michael Rennie one. And he has this robot that kind of protects him called Gort. And as he's explaining this robot to these scientists who've gathered, he says, we've given all power to these robots. We've given them complete power over us. and they don't have, you know, they have no morals, they have no political persuasion, you know, they have no religious ideals. They just go after the aggressor. So we have learned to live in peace intergalactically. Well, the immune system is like this. They have no agenda. All the aspects of your immune system are genetically created to go after the aggressor. And it is, I mean, they will swim like sharks on a bleeding seal. They will not take any time off from work or rest during a 24/7 period. They go for the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Completely independent of any other aspect of the body. And because of what I had said earlier about the microbes, this is absolutely essential to life, because we're constantly being exposed to viral, bacterial, fungal, parasites, all kinds of stuff. And some of it's good, and the immune system seems to recognize that and leave it alone. Mm-hmm. But the stuff that is not good, the immune system will go after, like that robot did, the aggressors in that movie.
Yeah. So there's a great analogy. Think about that as you think about getting your blood system in tip-top shape and getting it around your body. And by the way, not only does, when you open up the blood vessels, they expand by 62% using Super Beats, but it also is good for your blood pressure, getting the blood pressure down. So there are all kinds of benefits. Healthy, wonderful, strength. That's all. Those are adjectives I can use for Super Beats. Drinking it is just good for you. Superfoods at DougLikesBeats.com. Professional athletes trusting Super Beats to get them to do their best, and college athletes, same thing. Do something good for yourself right now while you're thinking about it. If you've never ordered Super Beats, gotten on the program, you get a bonus 30-day supply free at DougLikesBeats.com. Free shipping as well. DougLikesBeats.com. Super Beats. Get at it while you're thinking about it. Take Jack's advice, my advice, our advice. Everybody in the program is working with these things. And so that means we can tell you the story with authenticity. And it really is. This is a great, another one of those great American stories. American people figure out how this has become a really strong company, too, by the way. Super Beats. Order them now at DougLikesBeats.com. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Could your company use a bit of smart marketing? Is it a challenge keeping your social media up to date, or is it time to launch that new ad campaign? Maybe your promotional material needs a facelift. Relax, help's on the way. Go to promarketingsupport.com. That's promarketingsupport.com. Their U.S.-based marketing experts are ready and able to serve as an extension of your own team, whether it's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral, latest digital marketing strategies. The pros have it. ProMarketingSupport.com. If you need to outsource a single project or an entire marketing function, go to ProMarketingSupport.com. Check it out. ProMarketingSupport.com. No obligation quote for your next project or long-term goal. See how the pros help you. Help your business grow. ProMarketingSupport.com. That's ProMarketingSupport.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dr. Jack, Dr. Doug. This is a good day. Health at 24 minutes past the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's a NUCA board certified chiropractor. I feel like Kevin Bacon in A Few Good Men when Tom Cruise's character is grilling the doctor on the stand and he looks like a mouse. He looks like a twit. And, you know, well cast for the role that he's trying to play. And Kevin Bacon gets up and says, "You're board certified to do this, that, or the other thing." And I often wondered, kind of like with, I guess, any profession, there are people that can become doctors that graduated in the bottom of their class. There are people who become doctors who graduated at the top of their class, right?
That was a saying in school. The A students, you know, the magnum cum laude and higher students end up having to come back to school and teach because that's the only way they can make a living. B students flounder. C students are out there making millions of dollars because they were able to, they got the grades they needed to pass and get their degrees, but at the same time, they spent enough time partying and having a good time that they knew how to relate to somebody else.
Yeah.
That even if your doctor was a C student in school, he probably still knows everything he knows to take care of you. And then board certification is where you just have continued education, you attend special classes, you take some serious tests, and then suddenly you get board certification.
Well, you're not, certified as a gas practitioner. Well, I remember Ken Kronhaus saying any number of times that he doesn't use any of the stuff he learned in school because everything has changed. So if you don't keep up with the periodicals, with the journals, with the things that are really about research in the here and the now, I know you go to NUCA, the chiropractic meetings all the time where they discuss new ways. And you think to yourself, okay, how many different ways can there be to do what Jack does? Or even as far as that's concerned, how do you treat Ken's a cardiologist? How many different ways are there to treat the problems that one can have in his or her circulatory
system? Certainly. Yeah. And it's interesting that you mention that because the fellow who developed the NUCA technique back in the 50s and 60s, Everybody wanted to honor him by naming it after him. And he said, that's the worst thing you can do. Yeah. If you name a particular procedure or technique after somebody, there's always going to be the purists. Once you realize a better way to do something, you're going to say, well, that's not the Smith technique. That's not the Jones. And it and what it does is it retards the ability for something to progress and improve.
Yep.
And so NUCA just simply stands for National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association, and it's constantly being updated and reviewed as new research comes out.
All right. By the way, speaking of research, Jack and his staff have done the research on the long life energy enzymes that you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com. If you want to get a bargain, go there, check these out. They are cheap, but you get what you pay for. Natural ingredients, very powerful enzymes which your body needs to detoxify. Probiotics are there, so order them online at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Use the code Doug for 15% off. I just was asking Jack, I had this black walnut cleansing liquid here, and I said, what are these for? And he said, parasites. And I was thinking about that when it came to the enzymes. They must help. But we all, if you let your dog, Millie kisses me all the time. Meredith won't let Millie kiss her, but she kisses me. And you said, anytime you got a dog around that's doing that, you better be using stuff like this to clean out whatever worms.
Yeah, you have parasites. If you're around a pet, you have more parasites than somebody who doesn't have a pet.
All right, there you go. All right, check all these things out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 28 past the hour, Good Day Health. MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow, and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep, and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better, you stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles? Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com, help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to an analyst at ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Part of the American Family Farmer is devoted to a discussion of what has been called the Dorito effect. And it may or may not be what you think. And I guess you've got to listen to figure this out. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting Mark Schatzker to join us, an award-winning writer from Toronto. He's a radio columnist for the CBC, frequent contributor to the Globe and Mail. He writes for Condé Nast Traveler, Bloomberg Pursuits. Author of The Dorito Effect, The New Truth About Food and Flavor and Steak, One Man's Search for the World's Tastiest Piece of Beef. This is going to be a... I'm all done. The title takes care of everything, Mark, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In a way. So what is the Dorito Effect? How is it that you use that as an attention getter for writing your thoughts?
Well, this is a book about food and what happened to food. And my argument is that everything that's gone wrong with food is not about sugar or carbs or fat. It's about flavor. We can literally taste it. And here's the problem. All the food we grow is getting blander and blander. It has been for 50 years. We know this because grandma often tells us tomatoes don't taste the way they used to, or chicken doesn't taste the way they used to. But we also know this because the science informs us that the food we grow is losing nutrients and it's losing flavor. The second part of this problem is that we have cracked the mystery of flavor. We can produce the flavors in factories that we're losing from food, and we do produce them in the millions and millions of pounds, and we add them to all sorts of things, potato chips, soft drinks, frozen pizzas, fast food. What we need to do is understand that eating is a behavior. We're programmed to eat. We are programmed to crave delicious foods, and we have changed deliciousness. We have bleached deliciousness out of whole, real foods that grow in the ground and walk off farms, and we put it into processed foods, and that is why so many people are making poor food choices.
Well, under the circumstances, this is like right up my alley and the alley of the program. This program is aimed at helping the issues that the small family farmer faces, the small ag business faces, the hobby farmer, and the locavore who wants to have the best supply of food that he or she can find, that wants to go find it, wants to see it, either the cow being milked or the produce being grown. And so when you approach this, and I'm interested because you're a Canadian, so I'm wondering if the same problems exist there as do here in America.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the reason there is this locavore movement is because a lot of people have woken up and said, hey, you know, there's something wrong with food and I want to get better stuff. So in that regard, it's very encouraging. But I think the other thing to keep in mind is one of the reasons the family farms find themselves in such a difficult position is because our agricultural system has been totally commoditized. We sell everything, you know, by the pound or by the gallon, and quality has nothing to do with it. It's all about quantity. And when you're getting paid by the gallon or by the pound, there's no incentive for you to produce something good. There's only an incentive for you to produce a lot of it.
Yep.
And that's what we've done. Food is more abundant and cheaper than it's ever been, but we've paid a major price in quality.
Well, and therefore we pay a major price in our health. It's very interesting when you look at the epidemics of obesity and heart disease and diabetes and all of that stuff. It really brings us around to understanding, or I guess not understanding, the message. I think this past week I saw something that 13% of the public is actually eating enough vegetables and fruits. How do you explain that, given the fact there's so much information, so much attention to diet, to good food, to taking care of yourself, to living longer? I don't understand how people so miss the mark here, Mark.
I think, you know, it's helpful to think of it the way we think about smoking. We all know that smoking is bad for us, that it's deadly, and yet so many people continue to smoke. And it's not because they're stupid, and it's not because they don't know it. It's because they are programmed by impulses. And the same thing is true with food. So how can we expect, you know, a nation of more than 300 million people to eat their fruits and vegetables if those fruits and vegetables taste like tap water? How can we expect them to make those decisions when there are foods that literally lie to their brains in the, you know, flavored crackers and potato chips and soda? We think that we're rational. We think that we're completely in control of our decisions. But when it comes to things like this, we're not always in control. Some of the most interesting information I researched in this book was the neuroscience of food addiction. And what it found is that food addicts don't actually like food more than a healthy eater. They don't get as much, they don't get any more pleasure from it. Their problem is they're seized by uncontrollable cravings.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is we've created so much food that kind of reprograms our palate and gets us to make food decisions that we know are bad for us. And there's an awful lot of people who are in a terrible relationship with food. They know it's bad. They try to resist it, but they get afflicted by these cravings. They binge, and then they melt into a puddle of self-loathing. It's an awful situation, and it's not healthy mentally, and it's certainly not healthy physically.
Mark is trying to reestablish taste and nutritional value in our fruits and vegetables. I am thinking as I listen to you, when I go into the store, I have a dairy farm, and I've been selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing, food produced on the farm or for the farm, for a number of years. And what we have are people coming into the store say, wow, this milk tastes so good. Even if they didn't grow up on raw milk like I did and they didn't know what the taste was, they can compare it to the stuff they buy in the store, which is basically white water. And, there's no comparison to, and so they'll pay $11 a gallon for real milk versus, what, $5 or $6 a gallon for the milk that's really water. And so you expand that across the horizon of food, the fruits that are grown here and there. I have become in awe of this Driscoll brand. Every place you go, the strawberries, the raspberries, the blackberries, Driscoll, 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 everywhere. And they have some organic and they have some regular. And I just wonder how quickly they came into the arena here so that they're national and everybody knows who they are, you wonder if they aren't part of, when you look at that and then you see other big commoditized brands for other things, is the fruit that we're getting from them, as you've described, just we're eating it because there's nothing else handy by, or are we eating it because they advertise well? Is it really, is there a difference between that produce and the stuff you can get locally, or the organic process? You understand what I'm saying? There are all these questions. We see, okay, fresh fruit, let's get it. We don't really pay attention where it comes from, maybe even how it's grown, or what the nutritional value. It's red, so therefore it's got to be good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and it's a really complex thing. You know, people often say, well, whose fault is this? On some level, it's the supermarket's fault, because the supermarket has bullied suppliers into, you know, producing everything at the cheapest possible cost. On some level, you know, farmers, I don't want to say they've been complicit, but they've held up their end of that and produced the cheapest thing. But we have to also look at the consumer and say we have to stop expecting food to be the absolute cheapest, lowest price possible. That's not how we behave in so many other sectors of the economy. People know that if you spend a little bit more on a car or pickup truck or whatever, you're going to get a better one.
Yep.
We know that the cheapest possible clothes don't always look that good. A lot of people spend more money than they ought to on a smartphone. Why is it when we buy food, the stuff we're putting in our body, arguably the most important decision you make on a day-to-day basis, why do we insist that it has to be 99 cents per pound? This is a lot of this falls on the consumer's shoulder.
Well, it's education, Mark. It's we have been, in our, I don't know how it's gone in Canada, but in our country, we have suffered under the hands of a big federal bureaucracy. The education department is a dismal failure. We aren't teaching children about their bodies or about the healthy way to develop a strong body. We used to have health ed courses when I was in school, and I'm not saying welcome back to the good old days, but hello, it was practical. I learned how my body worked. I knew how the nutritional process works, and so now, without these programs, without these programs, children are being raised up to adulthood to believe that, you know, Chocios or whatever they are, which is basically sugar, sends you into the crazy zone, because all that sugar in children's bodies sends them beyond the beyond. And the same is true for many other things that we are exposed to that are just plain bad. But we don't have the education to counter the advertising, which is education in a manner of speaking. So whatever is heard the most is what's going to prevail.
Yes. And it just, it's an ongoing cycle. It gets worse and worse. I mean, we have a generation of kids now that have grown up eating food like this. They don't know any different.
Mm-hmm.
They've never tasted milk like your milk. So many
right.
people.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of the solution is to get flavor back into food. I think things like farmers markets, locavore movement, those things are all steps in the right direction, but it just needs to be taken further.
Right. Volume, we're talking. All right, hold on a second. We'll pause. We're having a conversation with Mark Schatzker, who's written The Dorito Effect. Let's get Mark to explain, although he's done it in a roundabout way, the specific reference to Doritos and their flavors as we continue here on The American Family Farmer.
In today's automotive news, Ford have released information about a new study that measures the enjoyment of different activities. They found that driving a performance car ranks very high on the list. The survey ranks several other experiences, including fine dining, watching sports and television shows, shopping, salsa dancing, and riding a roller coaster, along with kissing. The most troubling result of the survey is that after being hooked up to equipment, driving a performance car was more thrilling than kissing. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer, on the air again this weekend. With me in this part of the program is Mark Schatzker, who is a writer, wrote a book about our food supply, and it's called The Dorito Effect. The reference is to flavor, I'm guessing.
Yes. Let me tell you the story of the Doritos, because nobody knows this, and it tells us so much about what happened to food. The very first Dorito was just a salted tortilla chip, like the kind that you buy to dip in salsa or guacamole, and that's what people did with it back then. There was a little diagram in the package that, you know, showed you could put it in a bean dip or something. It really didn't sell all that well. It was not much of a success. Almost got canned, and then the guy who invented Doritos had this brilliant insight. He said, let's make them taste like taco. And that's what they did. They added MSG, and they added flavorings and yeast extract to make these corn tortilla chips have the savory, thrilling notes of a taco. And they achieved that just with chemicals. There was no, you know, braised pork or chopped onion or cilantro or anything like that in there. It was just chemicals, because flavor technology at this point was just starting to come into its own. And Doritos very suddenly went from being something people didn't buy a whole lot of to something that people could not get enough of. The next flavor after taco was nacho cheese, and the rest is history. And the thing we need to understand here is that it's the flavoring chemicals that made these so craveable, so difficult to resist. And that is the story of our food. We're putting these flavorings, they're called natural or artificial flavorings, and there's no difference between the two. There's nothing natural about natural flavorings. We're putting these in everything. It's not just potato chips and soda. We're putting them in yogurt. We're putting them in soy milk. We're putting them in pasta sauce and in frozen pizzas. It's all over fast food. These are the chemicals that incite us to eat. These are the chemicals that make food seem delicious. And there's more of it ever in processed food, and we're losing it in whole foods. So, you know, no wonder people are eating the processed food and not eating the whole food.
Well, the whole food is subject to the regimen of more and big agriculture. What you see is the land doesn't get respect. It's over-fertilized, and there's too much Roundup, and there are too many chemicals that are in the land, so the dirt is dead. You can get things to grow in it by fertilizing it, but that doesn't mean you're reinforcing or re-enhancing the quality of the dirt itself. You can always get things to grow with a little extra shot of fertilizer, even some manure, but it doesn't re-establish the land or keep the land in its purest state. And so the things that we're growing are chemically based, not based of the earth. And that's the point, I think, that you're trying to make here.
Absolutely. You know, we create tomatoes and strawberries that look, I mean, a modern tomato looks like a tomato. It just doesn't taste like a tomato. And nutritionally, it doesn't have
what a tomato has. It tastes like you might as well be eating the morning newspaper. That's
exactly
what it is there's nothing to it. Unless you're getting it on a small farm that's locally based, you can go see what's going on there. That's really the key. Watching, see.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 53 after the hour on Good Day Health Podcast at blogtalkradio.com or on iTunes. The powerhouse of information, Dr. Jack Stockwell is. He flexes his intellectual muscles and look at all the things that come. The creation of the long life energy enzymes. I'm not sure whose muscles were used more there, yours or your wife Mary's brain muscles.
I love it when Mary and I sit down and put our brain muscles together, because when we were putting the ingredients together for the long life energy enzymes, I said, well, I want this and this. And she says, no, we need this and this. Well, I want this and this. No, we need this and this. And, you know, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not too much. Yeah. And I'll tell you, these things are so effective. A doctor called our office yesterday and who gives these to her patients. And she said, listen, I've got this MS patient whose symptoms are lessening for multiple sclerosis. What's going on here? And Jen got a hold of me and said, hey, you need to call this doctor back and tell him what's going on. And I said, you're kidding me. She said, MS? And she said, yeah. And I said, listen, these things complete the digestive process of the foods that we eat. Mm-hmm. And the older we get, the less digestive power that we have in our system. Your digestive system is the most powerful disassembly plant on the planet. And it will take these foods and completely break them down to the smallest level that can possibly happen inside the body for absorption into the bloodstream. And so I said, well, probably he's getting so much better nutrition than he was getting before, because MS is not just an autoimmune problem. It's a terrible malabsorption and malnourishment problem. And I said, that's probably what's going on here. When you take these enzymes that are extremely powerful, your digestive system gets a tremendous boost in being able to disassemble the food you eat into its constituent parts and make it available for the organs for their nourishment. And I said, I'm sure that's probably what's going on here.
Yep. So get the long life energy enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I promised a discussion of malaria prevention. My pal is going to Zambia next month and wanted to know from you what sort of malaria prevention. Malaria is the biggest problem in the third world. Mosquitoes galore. A lot of people traveling into these areas, I guess, have some kind of... Just take a little... the capsule of the pill is
quinine.
Hard to take.
Quinine.
Yeah, that's
quinine,
right.
Yeah. But next to diarrhea,
yep.
It is the biggest killer of children on this planet, malaria is.
Yep.
And if I was going to go to Zambia, if I was going to the upper Amazon, if I was going to any of these areas, I would take along our 636 formula that involves calcium, vitamin C, and vitamin F. Those are the most powerful boosters for the immune system that you could take. Now, some countries you go to, you've got to get a yellow fever shot before you leave, or the immigration or customs people will not let you back in the country unless your passport says that. But I would not be getting any vaccines. I would not be getting any shots I don't have to absolutely have. And for legal purposes, I would be building the immune system before I go. And that's what the 636 is about. There's information at Forbidden Doctor on that. 636-3-6. 636. Immune Builder.
36. Yeah. All right. I saw something that also intrigued me, because those of us who are always, people ought to be conscious. You're conscious of your weight. Most of us are, because we go up and down depending on how much exercise we get, what we're eating for food. But I saw something that seemed to be nothing but common sense about preloading your stomach with water before you eat any meal. Drink a glass of water before you have the meal, and it'll cut back the amount that you want to eat, and that'll help you lose weight. You on board with that?
Yeah, that's true. You know, you drink a full glass of water, especially warm. Mm-hmm. Cold causes some nerve problems. So lukewarm or hotter, full glass of water of that, and the satiety aspect in the hypothalamus already starts to kick in, and of course with gastric expansion, the stretching of the stomach, there's satiety with that as well. So, but then you're diluting the acids with the food you eat, and so someone's going to argue, well, you're not going to get the digestion you want. Yeah, well, then take a couple of our enzymes with it.
Yeah.
I had to throw that in there. Yeah, there are people who do that, people who will take some warm water ahead of time and find out they eat less because they get satisfied quicker.
All right, so there is a word to the wise. What'd you say? Malaria was on 363 or something?
636 at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 636. There's your answer.
For malaria. All right. Got answers to all our questions. More questions, send them along to me on Twitter at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell at 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.